need one more. I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. I just need one more.
Bitch, bitch.
You know I'm up. I just need one more. Bitch, bitch. Yeah, I'm picking up where I said, okay. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Total my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in between.
The lights. We got the camera. And you know we got that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Mother Loving Way. We like 90 plus episodes in, and this is going to be a really, really good one right now. But why? Because I got my boy Kid Reek in the building. How you living, my boy?
What's popping with y'all? What's popping?
Man, I'm so glad to get you in studio. You know, we've been hitting go. We had planned this, caddy. We didn't touch and go. We didn't do other stuff, but I'm glad we could get this episode in.
Man, it happens.
I'm about to say, you know how that scheduling be, but
exactly.
Thank y'all for tuning in wherever you may be watching or listening. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. Thanks. Tell your auntie this is her favorite podcast. I can't lie about that one. So she gonna want to see this. As I said, I got my boy Kid Reek, super talented individual in the studio today. I'm gonna pick your brain a little bit just about stuff that you do, stuff that you like, and how you operate. I gotta hit you with the Rapid Wave segment. That's gonna be good. Me and Rio been loving the responses we've been getting all year. We'll talk a little sports. You know, we'll talk a little sports, and then we'll finish it off with what I like to call the story arc. I gotta get your story just behind the brand that you are. But let's get into it without further ado. For December, my campaign has been, what can you offer? Everybody love talking about how it's the season of giving. You know, it's Christmas, give this, give that. But not everybody wants what you have. So how do you feel in those different areas? You're a man. You're also a brand and an artist. Like I said, you're talented. So if you could speak to kind of those areas, what do you feel like you have to offer?
All right. As a man, I'm going to say everything, truthfully. Security, money. You know what I mean? Personality. Just being down to earth. Somebody you could talk to. You know what I mean?
Because a lot of times
you could hang out and party with somebody, but when you really need to talk to somebody and you really need to go to somebody, you might not even go to that same friend. You're going to talk to somebody who really think is serious. So
facts.
I'm somebody who can do both. You know what I mean? Mm. And definitely just as a
listening ear is always needed.
Facts. You know what I mean?
Always
think about
needed
it.
For sure.
To cry on. You feel me? Anyways, but yeah, definitely. As a brand, I'm going to say everything, too, because I seen a brand do political movements and stuff like that, too. So I say as a brand the same thing. You know what I mean? Just everything that you want and everything that you need for real. You know what I mean? Because it's not just about the shoes. It's not just about that.
Facts.
I'm trying to make a brand where you could literally, you know what I mean, make chairs or something. You know
what
I mean?
Anything
on some
nowadays.
IKEA stuff. So
real
definitely
talk.
As a brand, too,
real
for
talk.
Sure.
And I'm going to say you're a talented individual.
Definitely.
You do a lot. So what do you feel you have to offer? Wait, should I say producer first or rapper first at this point?
Truthfully, I don't even matter.
It really doesn't matter at this point.
I'm going to just say artist just because that's just the whole thing. But I did start off as a producer, though, first. So that's really the thing. But as an artist, really, truthfully, just I'm more of like R&B or like laid back, I could say. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really like very like hyped up music. Like, don't get me wrong. I got some turned up songs.
Right. We ain't got to get all the gang gang.
But I'm just saying, like, most of the time, my music is more R&B, kind of laid back, kind of slow type music.
I like it.
If you want a vibe or you want a cool shit, slap some Kid Reek. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I'm going to turn you up sometimes, but it's more laid back.
Okay, let me toss this out so you could talk your shit. Because I know we've had conversations and interacted. You started off exactly in your producer bag and kind of got pushed into that rap in that artist world.
Yes.
Let me just speak to what you like more and maybe what even like is easier to manage and handle as far as like, you know, what's in you, you know, your passion.
I definitely like producing more. Like,
gotcha.
Just off the, like, truthfully, I'm not even supposed to rap. Like, no, for real. Like
real
no bullshit.
Talk,
like,
because
I was trying to make beats for somebody in high school, and he wanted beats, so I was just producing and making all the beats.
Yeah.
He don't even do that no more.
Right.
So I was just like, all right, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, I was just had a mic, I had a thing, and I was like, I'm gonna make a song. I was just bullshitting.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, people just said, I like my music. And I was like, all right, bro. Like, I guess.
It kind of fell in your lap.
Yeah. And it just keep going. And like, a lot of people be thinking, I'm like, oh, where the music? A lot of times, bro, I ain't made it because I'm not an artist like that. So it's like, not that I'm not an artist like that. It's just,
I mean, you is now.
Yeah.
You got a supply and demand now. You got a supply and demand.
At first, it wasn't like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and like, a lot of times I like mixing, and like, I always wanted to build a studio, which I have now. So like eventually I just got to buy the place and basically set up all my gear there, and I can rent it out to people, like for real. So it's not just me that's going to be there, other artists, and I got engineers. Hopefully I should get Too Easy, if y'all know about them. Hey, you know what I mean? It. Like to hire, like for real, for people to hire.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Stuff like that. And I want other producers to be in there and like to have a studio to own. Like, you know what I mean? Not just that. So that's really where I was going before I even got on the mic.
Right.
That's where I was at with producing and stuff like that, though. So,
he's like, that's where the love come in. That's that passion.
That's what I like more,
Talking about it, like you said, that's that vision. That's that dream you really truly have
Even giving people in the studio, like just like you, like, you know what I mean? Getting people in here is just, it's just a good feeling. Like, oh, I get to record you and think about it. I got to hit before you got it. You know what I mean?
Talk about it, bro.
It's a thing. So.
It is definitely a good feeling. I love that you stand on that sentiment of just, hey, this is what I love. This is what I push forward. But hey, you're multi-talented.
Facts.
You're multi-dimensional. Facts. As humans, we are. Not everybody is mean as fuck all the time. Not everybody is sensitive all the time. Like, you got different sides to you. And you're showing that off with your brand and your artistry, which is a major thing. And not a lot of people can, you know. So it is a balance, but some people can't balance it all the time. So
I can see that too. It's a hard thing to do too, for sure.
Hey, for real. I'm about to say, you're wearing a couple hats now.
Yeah.
You're wearing a couple hats, so.
And it's crazy, because I used to shoot my own videos before I got
for real? That.
Yeah, bro.
Shout out Rio. He teach me how to edit and all that shit,
videos that I shot that I never dropped that people was like, oh, cool. And I'm just like, bro, I don't really think these are worth dropping, but I get you, bro. Like you said, you wearing a couple hats, so I see you working, too.
He in that bag. Come on, now.
You as well, man, for real. I appreciate both of you and the team. Once you got a team and established that, bro, like you said, once you start wearing a couple hats, you don't even know. You just doing it at this point. You know what I mean? You just going, so. That point, you just got to congratulate yourself at some point, too.
Thank you. I appreciate the props, and I congratulate you as well, because you steady working, and that's why we had to bring you on What's the Wave to promote you, like I said, and show you off, because what you're doing is something great. Let me move it to here, because now, being from the Bay, city specifically, what city you rep?
San Francisco.
SF. Shout out to SF area.
That's where I'm born and raised, baby.
You are now a Bay Area artist. We have a lot of talent that comes out of here and stuff like that. So I just want to pick your brain as far as your perspective on the music scene right now. What's some stuff you like and you want to see more of? And maybe what's some stuff you don't like and want to see less of as far as it pertains to the Bay Area kind of music view?
Okay. Which one first? The don't like or the like?
Wherever you want to take it.
I'm going to go with the don't like. Just because that's... On a good note. What I don't like is basically, like, in the city, not a lot of us come together, and it's over bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll not come together over some shit because we think a motherfucker don't fuck with us. Or we act like a motherfucker. Or we trying to, like
those,
you said.
Those assumptions.
Yeah, or like a motherfucker want to act hard. It's like, bro, you ain't got to do that. I'm just trying to work with you and connect. You never know what's going to come up out of this or anything that can happen.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So it ain't even about that. And a lot of times people just be one-sided, one-minded, and they'd be like, oh, I gotta play you before you play me. And it's like, bro, I wouldn't even come here to try to play you.
Right.
I came here to try to do content or whatever it is, to make you get money and me get money at the same time. That's all we try to do. So a lot of the times it'd be kind of like fake. Like in the end, it's like, damn, bro, I'm just trying to work with you. I ain't trying to do nothing. At least if I came off like that, that's different. That could be a vibe too. That could be a me thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I can't say it's always them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times I'm just saying, like, a lot of times people be fake with it, or, you know what I mean? Or copy another motherfucker.
Like you said,
in the
city. Just the bullshit. It don't even be that deep or that serious.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And it just be over weak shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? And just be like, oh, a nigga told my bitch, or it's like, come on, bro. No offense, bro. She was gone, she was gone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no offense. No, think about it though, bro. Imagine you fucking with somebody, bro, and you don't even know that that's his girl. Like, come on, bro. So you tripping off of something that I didn't even know about. Like, think about it. She told me she was, get what I'm saying? And like I said, that's just completely different, bro. I came here to work.
Now, exactly.
If that was even
preventing this greatness of content we could create.
If that was even the case, it could be over money, it could be over plenty of different stuff. I'm just giving you an example.
That's a good example.
I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? You don't even know what they hate you for. They just don't like you. Like, what
niggas
the fuck?
Hating on you.
I'm cool, nigga. Like,
I see it even in the podcast realm because I have multiple different people from different parts of my city. I know certain people maybe from South Valley don't fuck with North. I don't care. I'm not into that. So it's just like, bro, I'm reaching out. Like I said, I'm from North Vallejo. I'm from the Crest. I wear that proudly. But I don't have no... I'm a podcaster, nigga.
See?
See, I want niggas from the east, from the west, from the south. Come on. Hey, look, but then let's again, win.
Sometimes, bro, they be politicking, so that's nothing you could probably do either.
That's out of my control.
That's nothing you could probably do, either. Especially if you going all over, too. You know what I mean? You just trying to fuck with people the same thing, and they got to feel safe, too. So
yeah,
that's the main thing.
And that's why I try to cultivate a nice, friendly, safe environment
you know what I mean?
To bring people into. That's what we're about, peace and love over here, yo. I got too much talent in my city. I'm trying to show everybody off.
And I can tell y'all right now, it feel like that. So, you know what I mean?
Much love, much love. Come on.
It don't feel nothing bad. I feel that.
I like that. So, what do you want to see more of then? What do you like and that you want to see kind of enhanced from the scene?
Truthfully, especially from the Bay Area, creativity. You know what I mean? Like, not that it's not a lot of creativity, but a lot of the times I'll hear people tell me about their shit and be like, oh, this is dope. Do it, bro. Don't half-ass it. Don't wait on it. Don't let a nigga fool you. Don't do none of that, bro. Go for the gold, bro.
Facts.
If you gotta rob Peter to pay Paul, then fuck it, bro. Go do it, bro. Because in the end, that's what's gonna make your shit pop, or that's what's gonna make you love it. You know what I mean? Because when we feel y'all heart in the music or in the content or in the YouTube video, whatever it is that you creating, we can feel that, bro.
It's gonna get
you
felt.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the stuff we could really feel. Like, I feel your vibe. I feel your, you know what I mean? So put that in there, bro. Like, don't.
I like how you said that. That energy, like, you can tell when a motherfucker put they all into something,
because
you feel it. Like, you know when Granny put her all 10 toes in that motherfucking chili, nigga. You know, it take that shit hitting different.
Different, bro.
Same thing, like you said, with the music, with the content, you could really tell.
Whatever you doing, bro. Hair, nails, nigga, barbershop, bro, fashion, whatever you doing, bro. Kanye don't go so crazy because he don't believe that shit.
Right.
He believe that shit. He really can feel his vibe through a Instagram post.
Through a post.
Like, so don't tell me nothing on the vibe, bro. You can feel that. Like,
that's
right. Put your all in there.
We big on energy. Big on energy.
You know what I mean?
So put the good energy out there, y'all.
And truthfully, I'm going to add to this, because I do a lot of that times in me. And a lot of times, I be feeling like I don't put my all into it. So
talk
I
about
feel
it.
Like I be left out. You know
talk
what I mean?
About
so
it, man.
A lot of times when I be in my video shoots, I'm like, nah, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's just do it to do it, because at the end of the day, this is what I paid for. This is what I'm doing. Let's go for it, bro. Because if not, you ain't gonna feel like you put it all out there, man. So definitely put it all out there.
Hey, I love that, because I'm a sports fan, and you also hear always leave it on the field, leave it on the track.
You can do that in so many
areas of your life, with your relationships, with your friends, your family, facts, with your brand, your business. Leave it out there, bro. Facts. Just put it out there. Don't live life with no regret.
Regret.
So I love that, Kerrick. I love it.
Let me
keep the train chugging. As we connected through a mutual friend, shout out Revision, Team No Sleep. Let me ask how that relationship for you kind of got established.
Well, truthfully, it's the same way kind of through you. It was more through like a mutual friend, G Nasty. Shout out G. Hope you get up on here.
Come on, yeah. I'm about to say, you know where we at. Come on, send him my way.
You know. Basically, it was you, her, and she connected with him. I don't know how they got connected, but hopefully they tell you. But right. Got connected through him, through her, and basically we've just been cool ever since. He said he had a brand when we linked up at the show, and I was like, for real? You know what I mean? I said this shit, and I was like, bro, it's lit. I got insomnia, so I'm Team No Sleep all the way. Like, you get what I'm saying?
It was just fitting.
Y'all laughing, bro. Like, think about it, bro. I got a night job. I be out at night. Like, you can call me,
that's
probably
real
text
shit.
Me anytime in the night, and I'm gonna probably in like 5 minutes, you're gonna be like, this nigga still up.
This real
so,
shit.
Like, yeah, I really got that. So Team No Sleep was definitely me. I'm not like I'm a brand ambassador. I'm not like an owner or nothing crazy like that, but I'm just saying, I wear the clothing, and I pay for it too sometimes. So don't think it's free. None of this shit is free. Like,
that boy just dropped some new hoodies. I'm about to say he came through the other day. Had some new hoodies. We got a peep game on. I love it. And we linked on that. Shout out to photo shoot. Shout out to my boy Revision boy. Shout out Alberto.
Man,
boy,
I totally forgot about that. I ain't even gonna lie. We need a new one. Like, I'm waiting on him to drop his new season. He got like some. I don't want to say it.
We'll keep it on ice. He got some hoodies rolling out, but he got some shit on ice.
Yeah.
A lot of good content.
New shit coming.
I've been pressing because you know you come to my job. So I see him quite often.
Exactly,
I've been pressing him like, bro, you got my number. Please hit me up whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
Let me take it to here as far as another thing you've been working on, your artistry and growing your brand and your business. Just recently I seen you was at Complex open up for Cash Kid.
Facts.
Shout out Cash. Like I said, I'm a fan of Cash Kid. I'm a fan of a lot of Detroit rappers and stuff. And he got a little buzz. Detroit fuck with the Bay a lot.
I see a lot of correlations there. That's a fact.
But I just wanted to ask you your experience doing that, opening up for another artist. Maybe, you know, everybody want a headline. So I just kind of want to get your perspective. Is like, what was that experience like for you overall?
The experience was great. I ain't even gonna lie. It was a one of a kind.
Nice.
Not because of like it was me or anything like that, but just because of the vibe. You know what I mean? It was different, and most of our shows, we go to different artists and different artists. So to go from Lil Bean or a different artist, right. Or who else that we had? I totally forgot, dude. But going from that just to Cash Kid and everybody else is just lit, because at the same time, they don't know me. You know what I mean? So at that time when they saw me, I had to get them excited. I had to try to work my way to get up.
Win over that crowd.
And actually make them excited and get them pumped. Facts. And for me to do that and actually get some heads bobbing, I was turked up. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't like the whole crowd, but it was like 10 people and they was bobbing their head with me. And I was like, I'll rock with y'all, bro, because that's my 10 that I fuck with. Think about it. When I got up there and my first shit started playing, it was like this.
Right.
So now that y'all like this, thank y'all.
Like you said, you caught a couple of years out there.
And that's an experience for me, because now I know what I'm doing, what to do and what not to do, what song's going to hit, or, you know what I mean, a different crowd, and it's Detroit type music. Yeah. So I got to play some turned up shit, and I do got turned up shit, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? The experience was definitely totally different.
I ain't even going to lie to you. At the end of the day, you know exactly. People coming to see him, but it's just like, right, like, so you got to gear yourself up to where people came. Yeah.
And that was the exact thing. I was like, at the next song, after I was telling the DJ, and the DJ fuck with me. Shout out DJ West Coastal.
Come on,
so he go crazy too, so I'm just letting y'all know. DJ was fucking with me, so I was actually just like, you know, run a song, and then after the next song I just got a little bit more juice, and it was just, you know what I mean, from there. And I actually had some Detroit type shit, so I feel like it was lit. It wasn't everybody, but I didn't expect it to be everybody, so that's,
I mean, it worked
out.
One
of a kind experience. And shout out Cash Kid, he fucked with me, he liked the post and everything, so I feel like that was a win for me.
I was watching, I was like, oh shit, come on now.
Like, even when it happened, think about it, with Team No Sleep, he put me on. So it was like he was vending there and all that, so we was trying to sell shirts and all this shit. So just me going up, it was even crazier, because then I had everybody coming to the vending and all that, like, yeah, bro, shout out, show love, bro.
Just, you know, that networking, so, and those connections you build, facts, man, those relationships, man, mean everything.
You never know what's
real,
gonna happen,
real,
bro, for real.
Keeping it in the music realm, from what you just recently have done, latest project I seen you do, Perfect Timing with G Nasty. Facts. That was beautiful. It's a couple songs on there that I've been slapping most recently. I just really want to ask you kind of your perspective approaching that project. Mm. Doing a collab with somebody, you know, if that's somebody you know you just want to work with, or you know personally, what was kind of your approach to that album or that mixtape, I should say?
Truthfully, bro, to keep it a buck, that was so crazy, because people think me and G Nasty know each other for like years.
Right. Is she from the city?
I believe, look, she was born in New York, but she's from this city. Like,
from
she
the
was,
Bay.
She, like, she was, got here young. I don't, like I said, I got, can't confirm right, right, it, but yeah. I know we, she was born in
for
New York,
nobody,
but yeah.
She got ties out here. It's love. Yeah.
But like I said, she might have been born in New York, but that don't mean you're not from the Bay. Because sometimes when you grow up here, that's where you grow up. Like, you know what I mean?
So facts.
That's different, too. But people feel like we've been knowing each other for a long time.
The chemistry on the album was amazing.
And that's what made it so crazy. It was amazing. So they thought it was like that, but truthfully, she hit me just trying to get in the studio. Like I said, you know, I wanted a studio. Right. So, studio time. And all of a sudden, she was just fucking around. She's like, bro, we need to make a tape. And I was like, for real? And all of a sudden, she literally just brought some beats. And I was like, you know what, bro? If you going to bring the beats and we really going to be serious, I'm going to bring some beats next time. So, next time you come to the studio, we just gonna hop in the studio. Like, just fuck it. Ever since then, we was making songs and didn't even know we was making songs.
Y'all just creating.
Yeah, so like I said, we just brought beats. The next time we was just knocking shit out, and all of a sudden we was like, wait, how many songs we got? We was like, oh, we got like 11. We was like, oh shit, like,
y'all
like
sitting on some shit. Yeah.
We sitting. So we was just like, all right, fuck it, let's do like two or three more. And then we I think we ended it on 14, trying to be an even note or something like that.
Yeah.
And so we just went from there. And even how the name came about, I think she said perfect and I said time, and all of a sudden it was just like, it's perfect timing from there.
Like,
and
you said, it was divine.
It was literally perfect, because we didn't try to do it. We didn't force it. It was literally just natural. We was fucking around. She was like, all right. And I was like with it too. And we was just been in this through ever since, for real.
That's great.
Truthfully.
That's great. Like I said, it sounds like it was perfect timing.
It was.
For the approach for the tape, as far as creatively, what was kind of your stamp that you want to make sure your narrative was painted as, just as far as like Kid Rick was concerned, you feel me?
Truthfully, engineering it.
Okay. Because I'm about to say, did you just want to, was it a display of your skills, or it's like, no, I want you to know me for this?
Nah, it was more the skills then, if you're really going to say, because think about it. I had to record us. Not produce the beat. I didn't make the beats on there, but I had to record us, engineer us, mix it,
mix and master
and present it to y'all as well. So it was like, you know what I mean? to do that and to have somebody else and for us to really like it, that's totally different for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was my first time really going crazy like that with just one artist.
Yeah.
You
know just what on I mean? A solo project. Just yeah. Really solo putting that product, in there.
Just keep going. We didn't stop. And like I said, it was so natural. We didn't try.
Like it so just came to fruition. Yeah. It was so organic.
We were literally
bro.
Just trying but to
it
chill.
It grows like, better when it's organic. That's and, it. It grows better.
And that's why I think we just came out so fire because we wasn't trying. Like, you know what I mean? We really didn't try. It was more of like a, all right, let's do it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and then when we did it, we was like, oh, we really did it. Like,
we did it. That shit was fire, and they put it out. Please go slap that right now. Perfect timing.
Hey, drop this year. G Nasty with two Y's. It's G Nasty. If you're trying to look for the Instagram,
man, shout out Kiri. Come on, man. We on. So. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there for the what's going on with you, for the what's the wave with you. I need to get this rapid wave segment off. I really love this. It's been a great. Great segment, exactly. We've been doing a little rapid fire. Simmer on the questions if you want to, but honestly, I want your just natural, candid reaction. So let me get the first one off. Would you rather go to amusement park or water park?
Amusement park. Amusement park has a water park.
I got you.
And that's the reason why I picked that answer. I'm only saying that because Six Flags got a water side. But, so
I mean, they got I'm about to say, it depends. We talk Magic, like, if we talking Great America, they got a water park.
Yeah, and that's
but
what I
Discovery
said,
but, Kingdom, they got a little wet hey, little look, area you could go.
I ain't never been to Disneyland or nothing like that. So
okay, I got you. I got
as far
you.
As, like, I've been out of state, but I'm just saying, I ain't never been to no crazy
park. I love it. Okay, you a coffee man or a tea man? Which one you rocking with?
Water. Water. How
perfect
about that?
Answer. I love
you
that.
Because I don't drink tea and I don't drink coffee. I don't even like coffee. I wouldn't even dare.
No, I feel it. So, I'm a tea man.
Don't get me wrong. I drink some tea, but I feel like it's only when I'm sick. So if anything, I might just substitute the water.
I got you. Okay, let me ask this because I got into a debate earlier with my coworkers about breakfast, right? How do you eat your eggs? What are you putting on your eggs? Hot sauce, ketchup, or do you not eat eggs?
I don't eat eggs.
He's like,
why I was like, you got me on that. Like, I eat eggs.
He said, talking to the game.
I'm going to tell you this, though. If I was to eat eggs, the people who look good eating it got ketchup on it. So I don't eat them, but if I was, I know they probably got ketchup on it.
I got into a big debate about ketchup, hot sauce, and crazy. Salsa.
Oh, hot sauce, too. You can probably put a little bit of hot sauce. But you can probably put a little bit of hot sauce with ketchup, probably. But I don't eat them, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. No eggs over here. But, all right. Which one do you hate more? Doing the dishes or doing the laundry? He said, I don't fuck with neither one.
Nah, because this is the hard part. Like, dishes you don't like to do. But laundry, it get hard when you got a lot of clothes.
It takes hella long.
It get hard when you got a lot of clothes. Yeah. That's the reason why I hate the laundry. But the dishes, I just don't like to do.
I'm agree with you. I hate doing dishes. I'm agree with you there.
All right, look, I'm going to go with the laundry just because I got a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not a lot of clothes, but like...
Too much.
For me.
As
you know what I mean?
As a man, he's like, yeah, I got a lot going on.
For me, because I got a bunch of jeans, a bunch of stuff, and think about it, bro. If I just got to... Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. Fuck the laundry. Let me ask you to rank these three holidays. It's holiday season. You know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Halloween. Rank them 1 to 3.
Thanksgiving, and Halloween.
What you like? What you like three?
My Halloween just changed, bro.
Oh, that's my favorite. That's one for me.
So I'm going to go probably with Halloween first.
We love that here.
And then Thanksgiving? Probably Christmas.
And
the only reason why I do that is because, like I said, my Halloween just changed. I just got a nephew, for real. Mm-hmm. So he was born during COVID. And like, he ain't really had no Halloween.
Ooh, since then.
So last year was his first Halloween. And I'm just there and I'm just loving it, bro. Like, yeah. I ain't never had no kid or nothing, but I will do anything for my nephew.
Right.
And just
Shout out to unks and aunties out there that do anything for theirs.
To see him smile, I bought him shoes and all this stuff, and see him in his little Power Ranger suit, bro. Get what I ain't had. Like, I said, we didn't trick or treat or nothing, but go crazy, bro. You got the candy, all the.
I love that.
Go crazy. So that's why I said my Halloween just changed. And for me to see him like that, Halloween got to be first. Like, I ain't even going to lie. Because Christmas, he get everything he want regardless. But
He spoiled. Oh, yeah.
Bro, I'm talking about spoiled.
We'll leave it there. Yeah. We ain't got to talk about it. These babies do be spoiled nowadays. Yeah. All right. I got a couple more for you. Let me ask this. I'm a superhero fan. As you see, I got the Justice League on my shit. So who you rocking with more? Marvel or DC? Marvel is the Avengers.
Yeah, I know. Who
I'm about to say, sometimes I have to break it down to people because they don't know who
you're going
to
be mad. That's what I said.
Go ahead, talk about it.
I'm definitely a Marvel
fan.
And look, Okay, look, I'm a Marvel comic and movie.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the shows, DC got that pack. I ain't gonna true? Lie. Y'all is got better shows than anybody. And don't get me wrong, Marvel ain't really got a lot of shows like that. But that, what was
Disney
was,
Plus little shit?
No, but that a lot of the shows for Marvel was just weak. Like I don't
well,
know.
Like WandaVision and Loki and all that shit. You know, you're not like, feeling it?
Like,
I fucks with them.
Like, they go crazy, but think about it. Even then, that's like new age Marvel. You know what I mean? Like, DC been doing this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you watch a DC movie, you don't watch the movie, but the show go crazy. Like, you get what I'm saying? And even then, it's like, y'all building off y'all movies. Y'all not really building off the show when you watch the show.
Marvel got the cinematic universe on lock.
That's
I ain't gonna lie.
I feel like, but I'm, that's the reason why I'm going with them.
Okay, I got you. Okay, let me hit you with this one then. If you could bend any element, water, fire, earth, air, what element would you control?
Water, fire, earth, air. If it's, I'm gonna go with fire.
I love it. I feel like we got a few firebenders on here, Rio. I feel like
the only reason why I like that is because, like, I know I'm chaotic.
Yeah.
But I know, like, if I can keep it cool, I'm gonna be cool.
He said, I might not gaslight it, but I'm gonna keep the shit lit.
Like,
I might not gaslight it. I'm gonna keep it
going rape flame. You know what I mean? Not too high. Like, you know what I mean?
A nice little simmer.
Yeah, I ain't gonna burn anything. So, but I can. That's the thing. But think about it, all them other elements can kill you too. So I don't think it's bad.
Real talk. Let me hit you with this. I love sports. As you see, we got football on right now. Man. If you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
Golf.
Real nigga. I love that.
Straight up.
Golf fan?
I mean,
no, do you play now?
Yeah. I've been golfing all my life. I actually started the program first tee. Yeah. I was literally one of the first niggas to start that program.
Talk your shit. Yeah, about to say, talk your shit.
Me, but I really started.
Come on, man. Shout out first tee, man. Give my man his credits, man. Okay, golf.
They got me on the boards and shit. I ain't trying to do that all that. They know that.
We here to promote everything that you're doing. Give you your flowers.
But just golf, because it's an easy sport and you don't really get in that harm. And they make money.
Yeah.
Dude worth
guarantee money.
Bro, $5 million for a hat? Tweaking. They gave Tiger $12 million for a watch and he didn't even wear it. Tweaking.
Real shit.
Tweaking. I'm just on the smoking.
Come on.
Tweaking. Get me in there.
Come on.
Don't get me wrong. All them other sports are fine, like basketball and all them and rugby. Those are real sports, but think about it. You get hurt after a while.
Yeah, no, I ain't gonna lie.
Concussions and
I
all hate that.
I'd be a pro skateboarder, and that's dangerous as fuck. That's just me though.
That's the first I ever heard.
If I could go pro in any sport, I'm gonna be a skateboarder.
Skateboarder, nigga, y'all be getting a bag though, because Tony Hawk was really that.
Tony Hawk is that nigga.
I ain't even gonna lie, because I had Tony Hawk Pro 2 and 3.
I'm telling
you, trying to go to cousin house, like let's play this for real.
PS1, 2, and 3. Come on, all of them,
facts.
For sure.
You ain't lying.
All right, let me move it along. I'm sorry, you just got sentenced to death. What's your electric chair meal?
Like, what, nigga?
I got a problem like that. That's why I got a problem like that. What's your last thing that you gonna eat before you leave the earth?
This PG, right?
Hey, is it R? He said, he said some cat.
You feel me?
You can put it on the plate. Nothing's off limits. Nothing's off limits.
I'm just saying, bro. The time is deep, bro. I'm just saying, bro. I gotta go out, bro.
I need a little bit of that shawarma, baby. Come on,
I'm hungry, but I ain't what you hungry to talk about. You feel me? Like, I'm just saying, bro.
Come on. Okay, yeah. But what's the last thing on your last meal?
If it ain't that, it's probably something my mom made. Mm-hmm. And you know what's hella funny, bro? I love her for that, but I kind of think it's weird for that at the same time. But my mom got a dish called trash.
I've heard of a dish called garbage. So, yeah.
And that's crazy. She said, El Garbage. Either way, bro. And she called it that because we didn't have nothing at that time. And that's all that she had. But it tastes so fucking good. I'm like, Ma, you sure this is all you had? Like, you sure this is?
Like, you threw this together?
Bro, and it's crazy because I feel like that meal before I leave, bro, I'll be cool.
You'll be satisfied.
I ain't gonna lie, I'll be satisfied. Okay. And it's from mom, so it's like.
It's gonna hit.
I fuck with that.
It's gonna hit. Okay, I got you. I know you as a stoner and a smoker.
Facts.
Give me three people you love in a smoke sesh with you. Just pick their brain, cut it up, you know, soak up some game with a nice blunt.
Of course, Snoop.
Off the rip. I just watched his 85 Snoop. South show. That was great.
Of course, Snoop.
Shout out Unk.
If not, you said three, right?
Three, young me three. It, dead or alive, I'll give you that. I'll give you dead or alive.
What, they ain't got to be alive. Okay, just the three.
Yeah.
Probably Mike Tyson.
Oh yeah, hey, that's probably a real one. That's a good. That's
just
a good
just off the rip. And what's crazy to me is like all his podcasts I be hearing, he give great advice.
Bro, I'd be dropping gems, like, bro. Hot boxing like, with Mike Tyson, like, bro, it's good, bro.
Mike Tyson, Snoop, and if it's not Cheech, maybe Chong or one of them.
One of Cheech or Chong?
Yeah, one of them.
We could add them at duo. Could we add the duo in there? Rio allowed it. Rio allowed it. We got Cheech and Chong for the
Cheech
third.
Cheech and Chong, yeah.
Okay, I feel that. No Wiz, no Wayne, no.
Well, I got Snoop. And no you offense, got Snoop. I feel like Wiz is the new age Snoop.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And when the youngest talk about it, they're going to bring up Wiz before they bring up Snoop, and that's just because they don't know Snoop.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, man.
Okay, this one you might have to simmer on a little bit. Give me your Mount Rushmore or top four mixtapes or albums. And I mean that as the ones you personally always run to. Don't give me exactly the blueprint. I mean, unless that's your shit. But the four albums you like, hey, I could just put that on. Albums or mixtapes, either realm, but I could put that on and let it play tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
You know what? I do got four.
Come on.
I do got four.
Look, you can give me a top two, top three. Just give me a ballpark.
That's hard.
I'm trying to stump you. I'm trying
like
to stump
real artists or just me. Like,
I, if because you, like I talk, got talk your shit. Look, whatever it is personally.
The fourth album is definitely my last SoundCloud rapper. That's the fourth album I can guarantee you.
That's beautiful.
So that's by Kid Reed. And the reason why I say that's because I feel like I put a lot into that album, and mm-hmm. that was the album that transitioned me to be like, all right, bro, I ain't gonna play with you niggas no more.
Hey,
like,
come on. So we got slot
that
four. That's slot four. Who you putting above one, that? You throwing some droughts up there?
Yeah,
some...
nah, that's what I was gonna say. First one was definitely Lil Wayne.
I got you.
No Ceilings.
It's in my top four too.
That was the album that changed the whole game. So I ain't even gonna lie to you. That gotta be the
no
one.
No Ceilings is in my top four.
I literally played that album back to back. Every song, like you, it's a couple songs on there that you could be like, all right, this ain't the hit.
Right, but right.
Even though you, anyways, Lil Wayne, No Ceilings.
So we got two up there. I need two more. I'm trying to think of some legendary mixtapes. Gucci.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying.
You doing
to
DJ
like,
Dramas? You doing Wiz? You doing Currency?
It, and like, if that's the case, we might as well just go by timeline. You know what I mean? But I ain't trying to go by timeline. I'm trying to give y'all some
whatever.
Hits that's
whatever
like,
you feel
that y'all not
whatever
thinking.
Whatever is
like,
calling to your mental right now.
You know what? I'm gonna give y'all some variety though. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give y'all variety. How about that? Definitely Wayne. I'm gonna go with Kanye. It was, ooh. I think it was, what was that album? I think it was Kanye by Kanye. The one with the disc on it?
Yeezus.
And the only reason why I like that, because it was more controversial. It didn't have none of that. And that was right after he was, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And before like that too. So that was the album that everybody fucked with. If y'all gonna say Graduation, I'm like, all
right,
I guess
right.
dropped out.
I get it.
All right, I guess. But that's the one. And I'm going to go with T-Pain and Chris Brown, just because for the variety.
Oh,
because that album, too, with the kiss, and all that.
Game changer. Pretty Boy and Nappy Boy. That was hard. That was an era.
Nappy Boy, yeah.
That was hard, for sure.
Like I said, for variety. And that's just, for variety. I'm going to give you all that just because you can be mad at Kanye, but that Wayne and Chris Brown, you ain't going to be mad at them.
I like that. Okay, let me ask this. What do you like more, hoop or football?
Hoop.
Then give me your top five favorite defenders.
Defenders?
Oh. I just need your favorite defensive players
defensive,
in the hoop.
Tim Duncan.
Real one.
We got Mutombo.
Real one.
Fuck. Dude had clamps.
Who you putting up? I'm about to say you putting Rasheed, maybe Ben. I love me some Ben Wallace. You putting a Wallace up there?
I got a few tall dudes, so I'm trying to build a team, but you know what I mean? If I'm gonna build a whole center, then I'm gonna put Mr. Wallace. You know what I'm saying? What is that? Three or four?
You got two. You said Tim and Mutombo.
Tim Mutombo. All right. Tim Mutombo. You said defenders, right?
Defenders.
I'm gonna go with LeBron.
Yeah,
because LeBron, all time great, will come out of nowhere, and I hate him.
And
for that.
He could defend one and through five, damn near.
I hate
so,
him
yeah.
for that. I'm gonna go with Kobe and Jordan.
Beautiful, I love that.
Think about it. I got two bigs that's great, and yeah,
that's very well rounded. That's gonna wrap it up for the What's the Wave segment. That was a lot of good responses out of there.
Thank you.
Before we get into some sports talk, I'm gonna do a quick shout out to my sponsors real quick. Number one, shout out Vintage Variation, my boy A Dub. Always supplying your vintage apparel needs, whether that be hat, shirts, shoes, clothes, jackets, skirts for men, women, kids, all your holiday needs, go shop with Vintage Variation. That boy got a deep bag bag for sure, for sure. I'm about to say, you got to check my Instagram. I got some coats off my boy. I be getting compliments on. Hey, ladies be loving it, boy. I ain't gonna lie.
Came through with the drip, right?
Yeah, so he's a man with the plan. Also, got to give big props, Become Cosmetics. Ladies, what's going to make me break my neck? Them lips, girl. I'm about to say, if them popping, you already know I'm going to say something. Shop Become Cosmetics, all your lip essentials, lip oils, lip balms, liners. For real, they going to have you right.
That's definitely black go. On?
Huh?
They's black on?
Black on. Beautiful.
Oh, that's crazy.
Always, always. That's Shout out my cuz off top. That's so definitely go shop Become Cosmetics to help you become the best version of yourself. You already know. Got to shout out Kai Eclipse. Ladies, you didn't spend like $100 on your nails, don't burn them on a doobie. Get you a Kai Eclipse, protect them lips, go ahead grip that right there, and you feel me, help you get your debit card out the ATM, so you know, with them long ass grabbers, you feel me, you can keep those nice and pretty. Come on, y'all be talking about these feels and shit. Niggas be go ahead,
you ain't lying,
get you a Kai Eclipse. Shout out Podcast Bree, those are the What's the Wave versions, but we have custom ones available. Tap in with her, she'll get you right. And last but not least,
and those are long too. A lot of them, a lot of the other ones be short.
Yeah, the short ones, if you like it.
A lot of ones be short. So for you to actually grip that motherfucker, you'd be cool. That's dope.
She'll file them down like you smoke woods and shit. Yeah, that shit won't even pinch it too hard. That shit go crazy.
That's fine.
Last but not least, the man with the plan, the man behind the cam, providing the lights, camera, and action, Real Real Productions, man.
Big Real.
If you need something worked on, some point and shoot work, something stitched and sold, holla at my dog. He will take care of you. Anything production-wise, pre, during, or post, my man will definitely handle any business needs you need. Like I said, if you want to start a podcast, just know. You can talk to my boy. You feel me? But other than that, let's talk about some sports, man. We're watching football right now. So who's your squad, if you have a squad? Or before you say you got a player you like. He said he a Brady fan. We got a Brady fan in the building.
Hey, look. Shout out TB12. I got Patriots stuff. Hats, socks, jerseys. You feel me? So it's
a real one. Okay, let me push you in that direction. Is it over after this year for Brady?
It was over when he came back.
Ooh, I agree.
Not
so
like
the whole
that.
Retirement and all this divorce shit has been wild too.
Come on, bro. Don't get me
leave
wrong,
that nigga
bro.
Business hey, out look, the news. Got
exactly, bro. And truthfully, I feel like I ain't trying to say no shit. If he didn't get divorced, he probably wouldn't be back, bro. You know what I mean? I feel like he's just trying to get his head out the game, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You can see it, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just trying to get away, which is cool, bro. You've been here for the whole life. That's the only way to get away.
That's all. And like I said, all my memories have been a NFL with Brady. This nigga's been in the league since I can remember memories. Like, real talk. This is hella crazy, but.
And I love that, man. But
who do you like right now? As far as let me ask player watching NFL. I'm gonna ask you the same thing in NBA. But who do you like watching right now in the NFL? Like, say we got Josh Allen on right now. Mm. You like watching the Lamars of the world? I'm a Charger fan, so I love me some Justin Herbert. Who you like watching right now? We got some good rookies out there. Sauce
I'm gonna
Gardner.
Go with Burrow.
Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Joey B is he cold.
I like that. The only reason why I like that because he run a lot, and I feel like if I was to go crazy, I'm running and getting out the pocket and tossing that money.
Yeah. So I mean, you got to know how to get off script with it.
That's just me. Okay. You know what I mean? And that's why. And truthfully, he was an underdog last year too. So
true. I mean, they're coming off that Super Bowl loss, so hopefully they
you know what I mean.
Noise.
And that's another thing. I feel like he should have won that like off the rip, but you got to want that thing too. So it's different for real in the Super Bowl.
No, I like that. I like that. I'm going to just keep it moving. I'm going to switch it to the hardwood now. Basketball. You a Warriors fan?
Yes.
Being from the Bay.
That's definitely my team.
Man, shout out to the
definitely
Warriors.
Definitely my team.
How you feeling about the Warriors right now? Do you want to see more? You like what you seeing? You think it's just like, you know, still early in the season. I'll give you that.
Last year was crazy because I didn't expect us to go that far. But
Of course, I don't like that man.
I don't like when we losing, but. You know what it is? Mm-hmm. It is what it is. So, but
you see, I got Kenny the nickname. I don't even be talking about my Knicks squad.
But think about it, bro. Like, when you winning, it's different. You know what I mean? And when you losing, you mad because you coming off win. So, you know what I mean? If it was like years of us losing, then be like, all right, cool. But just won. I want you to win again and again and again.
Y'all definitely got this high peak.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. But sometimes you got to realize, you know what I mean? You're not going to always be at the top. You're not going to always be at the, you know what I mean? You might not even always be at the bottom. You might always be in the middle. You might be. So, real I just feel like you got to go with the punches, too. Okay. Like,
Let me ask you this, then. Who do you like in the Eastern Conference as a Warrior fan? Do you got a squad you like? Is it Brooklyn still? Is it Boston still? Philly is balling. Joel Embiid doing some work. You know, you got the Miami Heat still a little, you know, bouncing around up there. Who do you like in the Eastern Conference?
Look, Pelicans low-key heating up, but if not...
They in the West, though.
I know, but they in the West.
He's like, I don't care. Tough, he's like, I just want to see worse. Like you say, you got Philly, Boston.
I know, but...
Brooklyn. Who else over there that's winning right now?
All those teams.
Cleveland with Donovan Mitchell.
Going. All those teams is not... And you're think right. about it. What's trash about Mitchell, like, he really fired. Donovan Mitchell is really fire. It's like, you really got to get him turned up, though.
Yeah.
And that sucks. It's like, he's like, what's the dude from the Pacers? That's on the Clippers now.
PG?
Yeah, like, I was so mad at PG, bro. Yeah. Like, come on, bro. We know you better than this, bro. Like.
Yeah, that whole Clippers situation has been crazy with him and Kawhi. I don't even want to talk about Kawhi.
Think about, I'm not going to get started on that, man. This side, though. So, it's like, I ain't got nobody. If anything, I guess I go with, Philly, if anything.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
And that's just
hopefully James Harden can show up. We'll see. Right. We'll see. He just said some crazy shit like, hey, I'm a Hall of Famer. All I need is a ring.
And think about it, bro. A lot of the times, bro, when you get that bag, you don't get that enticement no more. You know what I mean? Like, this is my whole life I've been fighting for this. And now that I done got it, it's like, bro, like, I'm already here. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm on the court for the last 2 years. That hunger go away. So it's like.
It's good. Okay. No, yeah. We gonna leave it there for the sports talk for show, Sports segment. Now kind of to get into one of my favorite segments, the story arc. This is where I really love hearing the story about how you became to the person you are right now.
I became a villain.
Oh, I love it. Come on. This is our villain story, our origin story. Like I said, I love superheroes, and all of us have an origin story. So let me bring it back to there. Give me the start when Kid Reek became Kid Reek, and you was like, I'm a hop in this music, and I'm going to really take it serious from a place of not just a hobby, but something that you really want to do.
Damn.
Just like give me that time frame, maybe that timeline when it happened.
I know, but that's so like long ago. Like, so it's like now that I'm actually thinking about it, I'm like smiling, like, yeah.
That's real shit.
Yeah. Nah, anyways, the time was basically I was sitting in there and I was just like, I don't want to go to work. You know what I mean? And this was like maybe 2009, maybe 2010, almost 2011 ish. Mm-hmm. I had literally just spent all my money.
Yeah.
Literally every last dime, I told my mom, let me get $20 so I could buy a mic stand. For real. Shit. I had bought my microphone, my interface. As a matter of fact, I didn't even buy the interface, bro. I told my dad to get it for me and I was paying to pay that nigga.
Anyways, bro, real shit.
It was my
we had to get it.
That was dad things.
Right.
Anyways, but that was just how I came about. And I was just like, bro, I actually like this shit.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, bro, you could do this shit. And I was like, yeah, y'all, I can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And think about it, once I got that encouragement to do it, it was just more so over from there. And I just didn't want to, you know what I mean?
You
I just
had seen that kind of backing that support.
Yeah. And I seen myself getting money from being and doing what I want to do, I should say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just not going to work, or if that's my job, it's actually getting in the booth or recording artists. You know what I mean? Yep. $40 an hour or $60 an hour to get in the studio. Like, for real, that's me now. Like, you know what I'm saying? It might not be $40 or $60 an hour now, but I'm still getting paid low-key to get in the studio for me. So
real shit.
I'm on my way there. Like, you know what I mean? So
I love it.
And that was really back in the day. So that was really the story. And truthfully, I was just down. And I was just, you know what I mean? I didn't have nobody to really tell me I couldn't do it and that I could do it. So... It was really
I like hearing it that you were willing, like you said, to spend my last on my dream. That's what I believe in as well. I'm going to spend whatever I got on my dream.
Bruh.
I'm going to do whatever I can to make it happen. And you had the support behind you to just be like, bro, you got it.
I didn't have the support. not saying that people saying I couldn't do it, but like it was more of like, you could do it, but I don't think they thought what I was going to do now.
They didn't believe in a dream like you did.
You know, when you see yourself now, you don't think that's what you was going to do. You know what I mean? I don't think that's what they thought I was going to do. They were just like, all right, bro, if that's what you want to do, do it.
Right.
Like, you get what I'm saying? So, not saying like I didn't have the support, but it wasn't like, bye, spend your last little bread, nigga. Like, if I would have told you I was spending my last little money, I don't think they would have told me to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I watched 5 YouTube videos, bought that mic. It was an Ableton CV12. It was red, came with its own power thing. Had an M-Audio interface. Mm-hmm. That was it. And
that's what got you off the porch.
No, what's crazy, bro, I had to fight my friend that doesn't do music anymore.
Right.
Nigga, like, for real, for the program to record on. Like, the nigga laugh at me and be like, bruh, like, you really want this? Yes, bruh.
Yeah, like, I'm
really
serious.
I really need the program so I can fucking record, bruh. Like, serious about I bought this. The mic and I bought this shit already. Like, I can't go back. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So once that happened, he was like, all right, bruh. He was like, bring your USB tomorrow, bruh, and I got you. Nigga, I'm here today. I bought it today, nigga.
I'm ready.
You ain't got to tell me this, bruh. Like, I went to the Walgreens down the street, left school, the whole shit.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, I came back the next, and I still got that USB, bro. With the same program on it. Anyways, but yeah, for real. Like, and I got it that day, bro.
Okay, I like how you said that, because I do want to ask you, what is a hurdle you had to kind of overcome? I know there's been many. I know there's been some bigger than others. But just if you could speak to one or two just quickly, what is a hurdle you had to overcome just being this upcoming artistry that you've been trying to establish?
Truthfully, the biggest hurdle, I say the business side.
A lot of the times
the business side, not that it's on lock, but you gotta know somebody to know somebody.
Networking is you know what I mean, bro.
And a lot of the times it's like, bro, not that I don't know that person, but what do I gotta do to fucking know this person to get to this person to know that person? You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like, I'm out here doing everything I thought I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Thought I'm supposed to be doing. You tell me I just got to know this person or do something like that, or to, you know what I mean, to get my foot in the door to make sure you hear my music. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times I'm out here grinding, going crazy. Like I said, I could do the shows, I could do all this, but if you don't know who I am, none of that ain't gonna matter either.
You know what I mean?
So now I'm just putting out content that nobody want to watch. And that's not what I want either. Not saying that nobody's watching it, but you get what I'm saying? You expecting all of these views and all of these stuff to go up, when really it's because you ain't networked. And that's why ain't nobody on it. And that sucks. Like, you know what I mean? And that's crazy. And I didn't know that.
You gotta kick down the right doors, you know, get what you want to the right eyes, the right ears.
Yeah, but a lot of the times when you see it pop up on your Instagram, so you're thinking it's just, you just pay to play, or you just promote yourself and you're just going to blow up.
Like some advertisement type shit.
Yeah, like you're just going to blow up if y'all like it, because I think I'm making fire dope content. You know what I mean?
All the time.
Everybody do. So it's not just me. It's people who making shirts, shoes, who making fire dope content. I'm like, bro, why you ain't blow up yet?
Right.
Y'all not, you know what I mean? Why you ain't, you know what I mean? Why it ain't? Because you ain't networking, or it's because it's just not, your foot not in the right door. And that sucks. That's a big hurdle for probably not just me too, but at least for me, that's low key the biggest hurdle. Because it's just like networking and just meeting new people that's going to try to push my music, or a label, like, you should say, or something. You know what I mean?
So, as you see, you've been doing it, you've been getting into it, you see the different dimensions of the business. It's not always just for the love, for the creative art, for this and that. It's a business to it. It's a business to everything. Like you said, it's monetary. This podcast shit ain't cheap, man. These cameras ain't cheap, man. These lights ain't cheap, man. That shit is real,
it's
bro.
A business, bro.
That shit is real. So to switch gears, to turn it to a positive note, always want to end it on a better note, how you used earlier. What's a feel good moment? Can you think of one of those times where something fell into place, where you was trying to put the puzzle together and he was like, oh, this is the piece
I'm
I need?
I'm gonna be honest, being here, you know what I mean? Like,
real talk, know, man.
Like,
what's the way,
like,
man?
Like being here on the podcast, doing all the shows, the journey is the best feeling in the world. Like, you know what I mean? Like, think about it. I'm looking back on times where I thought I was never gonna be there.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I, like you said, I'm opening for Cash Kid. I'm opening for Bean. I'm opening for niggas in the Bay. I'm opening for niggas that's just going crazy. I never thought I was going to do that. Right. Not saying I didn't want to, but then again, I didn't think I was going to do that.
That's real.
What I mean? And sometimes I be skipping past the journey, like, oh, I got to do this. I got to be here. I got to be this. But, bro, look what I just did. Like, look what I'm
doing. You've accomplished
a lot. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, so it's like, it ain't about that. It's just sometimes you got to take a break. And, like, the journey, really, the feel-good moment is now, for real. Think about what you did. Because sometimes, bro, a lot of people ain't started. A lot of people ain't going to finish. A lot of people ain't going to ever start. You feel what I'm saying?
I just had a guest on, and to speak to that point, I was like, man, I have those moments as well. I was like, bruh, like, this is going to be episode, like, 91.
Come on, bruh.
Like, that sound crazy when you sit down and say, like, nigga, you 90 episodes in, bro.
Like I said,
who would have thought? Who would have thought?
And think about it, bro. I don't know what moment it is for you, but whenever you get that moment for you, that's for your podcast and your milestone, you're going to be like, damn, I've been doing this shit for a minute, bro.
Yeah.
And I just want you to look back like, damn, bro, I had some great artists, some great people, not just me.
Bro,
just,
that's what it's
you know
about.
What I mean? Back in the time and all the time, like, that's what I live for, you know what I mean?
That's
so
what it's really about.
And a lot of times you see other artists blow up on their old shit. So all your old shit might be like, all like, damn, I need it. I'm
that shit timeless,
this.
Bro. That like, shit timeless.
Real, bro. And that's really the key word right there. Timeless.
That shit
bro.
Timeless. Like you timeless. Said, if it's good for content, real. if whatever you're Facts. Creating is great and good, Facts. It's gonna last. It's gonna stand the test
if
of time.
A hit today,
niggas been
hit
drinking
tomorrow.
Coca-Cola for how long?
Exactly.
Niggas been going to McDonald's for how long? And niggas know what's in it. We
you
know what it's made up, but niggas still going.
You ain't lying.
Man, y'all can know the formula and still gonna want the Krabby Patty, man. I love it. Facts. So let me wrap this up with what can we expect from Kid Reek? From me, myself, what Rio, what can he expect? And what can the people who are watching expect to man. Upcome? It's a new year finna roll out. So Facts. What can we expect 2023 from Kid Reek himself?
I'm gonna say definitely, I ain't gonna say no new me type thing, but right. Definitely more content, more videos, more music. I know a lot of the times I don't keep up, and that's just because, like, not that I'm lazy, but, like,
life.
life like you said, I got on a bunch of different hats, and sometimes when you put on all those hats, it make you not want to do nothing, and you feel like you ain't got no time. So sometimes I'll be trying to rest and do all this other stuff and relax, but this time I'm going hard. I ain't gonna lie. Expect something every month. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, you know what I mean? Music. I got a tape that's coming out. I don't know when, but I know it's soon. I got a bunch of, I got a single coming out on the first, actually.
It's love.
It's called Hurtin', so it dropped on the first of the year. You know what I mean?
Go peep that, stream that, share that.
Besides that, G Nasty got a tape, more shows. We got a show on January 6th. I think, I believe it's opening for Smooth Baby. It's one in Oakland. It's about to be one in LA. So we got a couple shows out there. Basically, big stuff happening. You know what I mean? More videos, more content. I'm definitely trying to do Summer Jam.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be on it, but I'm just saying.
Come on,
so,
put the bid in. Put the bid in.
I'm trying to, you know what I mean?
They watching this, man. Come on, they watching this. Everybody at KMELG Biz and all that, man. Come holler at my boy.
Man, you feel me? Hopefully, we blow up before that and say this is why I said it first.
Come on, man. We put it on wax right here. I love it. I'm excited to see. I'm excited to, you know, be aware of this progression that's going to be processed right now, because I know it's real
part of it.
And I know you've been talking about it, but I know the plan and the action behind it is also going to be just as matched. So I'm glad to have you in studio once again.
Thanks,
thank you for pulling up, boy.
Thanks for making
and like
me
I said, it's been a process. It's love.
I ain't gonna lie.
We're gonna wrap it up here once again. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, tell your auntie, because she definitely gonna want to see this episode for sure. But other than that, thank y'all for tuning in. This has been another great episode of What's the Wave, and we will see y'all next week. You bitch, you.